Hello. Hi, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Today, what we're going to be speaking about, the distinction in thought patterns between people who are consistently happy and people who are consistently unhappy. And if you think about it, we can realize that this is one of the most important issues in our life. Everything we do in life, besides basic necessity for survival, we look at it, we want to be happy, we want to have good feelings, we want to live a joyful life. And the Vilna Gaon cites the verse in Mishlei, in Proverbs 15:15, where we see a formula for living a joyful life or living a very miserable life. And what's the formula? So King Solomon tells us, Kol yemei ani royim. Every day in the life of a person who we would label an ani, which is a poor person, every day of this type of person, every day is bad, is ra, is bad. The tov leiv, a person, a good-hearted person, which means a person who thinks in the right way. Mishta tamid, life is constant parties. So on one hand, a person can decide to live a life of constant parties, of joyful celebration. On the other hand, the person can decide to live a very miserable life. And what's the distinction? And the Vilna Gaon explains in the verse. We find in a very famous Mishnah, a passage in Pirkei Avos, in Ethics of the Fathers, where it states, Ezawasher, who is a wealthy person? What's the definition of a wealthy person? So the Mishnah tells us a beautiful, very fundamental principle. Ezawasher, who's wealthy? Hasameh b'chelko, one who has joy with what he has. Usually when we think of wealth, we think of money, property, assets. But the Mishnah tells us, Hasameh b'chelko, one who has joy with what he has. Meaning that wealth is an emotional, positive quality life with what we have. And because if a person has tremendous financial wealth and they're miserable all the time, that's no quality of life. So if a wealthy person is one who has joy with what he has, then a poor person is one who lacks joy, one who's unhappy, regardless of how much he has. So kol yemei ani royim, every day in the life of a person who keeps thinking in terms of lack, what's missing, what don't I have, every day is bad. Because no matter what's going right in your life, no matter what's going good in your life, it's all dependent on your thoughts. It's all dependent on your mind. And if your mindset is, I am missing, I lack, every day is bad. No matter how great that day was in reality, in objective, external reality, the only experience you have is what goes through your mind. And if you keep thinking, what's wrong, what's missing, you can mess up anything. That's why every day will be bad. And the opposite of a tov leiv, a person who's a good heart, good mind, that means a person who appreciates the gifts that the Creator has given him. If we develop the spiritual consciousness to life, if we build up that appreciation, that gratitude for all we have, life is constant parties. Now, to say that life is constant parties, is that a Torah Jewish idea? And the answer is, of course it is. It's an explicit verse in Mishlei, in Proverbs. It's also cited in the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, and the last section of Orach Chaim, the section in Jewish law dealing with everyday life, it cites this verse. And that, because what's the essence of Judaism? What's the essence of Torah? Appreciating God, loving God. And the more we build up that appreciation and the more we build up that gratitude, the more joy we're going to have in our life. Imagine to have a choice. You could decide on two trips. You go to a travel agent and say, oh, where would you like to go? I don't know yet. Well, we have two trips. One trip is really going to make you miserable. The whole trip is going to be full of broken down places with hardly any food, and you'll get other people on the trip that are real miserable, and nothing's going to go good on that trip. That's one way, one trip. Every day is going to be awful, and you really wish that you weren't there. Now, the other trip, and really it doesn't cost any more for the other trip. The other trip will be like a paradise. It'll be a utopian place. Everything will go good. You'll be in great accommodations, great people, great food. Everything will go wonderful. Great scenery. You'll go away with memories that will last you a lifetime. Which trip would you take? I mean, you say, are you kidding? You're serious. He said, no, I'm serious. You choose which trip you want. That's what God tells us. You're going to choose a trip. And you know what? You don't need to fly. You don't need to go on a boat. You have it in your mind. Right this moment, you can make a decision. One of the most important important decisions in your life. What quality of life am I going to live? Am I going to ruin my life? Am I making myself miserable? Will I be full of misery, anxiety, depression, anger, resentment all the time? Or am I going to choose a life of joy, of happiness, of connecting with the Creator, of appreciating other people? And this is our choice at all times. Choose wisely.